Now you can do it.
Doing it.
No God check. Fucking damn it.
Oh, there it is. There's my beat. Where my beat at? I need it. Make it sexy. Here we go. New theme song. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got a buzz. Hang on, I'll get to that. 1 second. It's your mic. Hang on. You gotta not touch it. See? Oh, there it is. Stop it.
Hello?
There you go.
Crackly. That's pretty good.
All right. We're gonna be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Oh No Radio Show.
What's up, babies?
As you can hear, the new theme song recorded on the porch today.
Minutes ago.
Before the show. By me and my new co-host, Ty.
Hey!
Yes, everyone. You heard it right. New co-host, Ty.
I'm a new co-host.
That's right. That's right.
Fuck Duncan.
Fuck Duncan. Fuck Duncan. Fuck Duncan.
Motherfucker Duncan.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
That's how we
got a new,
do it.
Got a new co-host.
Hey, now.
On the show. Permanent.
You know, more
permanent
handsome.
New co-host.
At least more handsome.
Definitely more handsome. Got more keyboard skills.
A little bit more keyboard.
Listen to that. Listen to that.
Yeah.
You fuck me. I think I shit myself.
Oh.
You fuck me.
I shit on the skin.
I'm telling you, this new theme song. Best thing since sliced bread. I think everybody agrees
that sliced bread is a really good thing. And
hasn't there been a lot of better things the invention of sliced bread? I mean, why do people say that?
Come on. When did we really start slicing the bread? That had to be like you know, 1800 somewhere.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm pretty sure. Like,
I mean, before that,
toilet paper's come out since then. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure toilet paper rocks.
And I'm pretty sure without toilet paper, my ass would suck.
Yeah.
It would just not be good.
Yeah.
Swamp cabbage assholes. Do you have the toilet song?
The toilet song?
Toilet talk?
Oh, I do.
Oh, man.
Are we already there?
Oh, no. Here's what I'm doing. I'm introducing the fans out there to you and the great things that you bring to the show that Duncan doesn't bring, you see?
So, wait. Since we're not talking... No, we did talk about toilets.
No, this whole episode's going to be devoted to talking shit about Duncan. First off, I want to let you guys know what happened. I'm gonna be honest, really concerned.
Right.
I've been really concerned about his health.
I've heard through the rumor mill, you know. I just heard. I need the rest of the story.
I will. Basically, what happened is he was around here a few days ago,
being all Duncan-y. Look at me, I'm Duncan.
Every single Butterfinger that was in my candy bowl that Teresa puts out.
Yeah,
there. Big candy bowl.
He likes.
I'm
candy.
Saying 13, that at boy. Least 13. Not the bite-sized ones, the miniatures.
Oh, okay, the minis.
The minis. No, not mini. Okay, like...
Bite-sized are bigger.
The like, 3-inch ones, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think those are bite-sized.
Okay, well, whatever the fuck
whatever.
Those are.
He ate them all,
He ate them all. Fatty. And I got onto talking to him, and, you know, I'm like, Duncan, I've noticed you've put on, like, 50 pounds in, like, the last month.
Yeah, I've been trying to be nice to him.
It's ridiculous. The boy is just blown up.
The elephant in the room is in his stomach, man. It's
don't know what's really gone on in that situation, but, you know, we had a heart-to-heart, and I was really, you know, trying to be in his best interest. I mean,
You guys are bros.
We're bros, and he did not take kindly to it. No. I tell you, he's fucking all bent out of shape.
Denial is a nasty thing.
You can't walk on the ocean
in denial.
Or just at all. But denial, Duncan, you're fat. You're very fat.
So fat.
You're becoming the person you used to be.
From Detroit.
You're from Detroit. And you like ICP.
ICP is for pussy fags.
And you're becoming very fat, fat, fat. Once again. So.
All right, moving on. Sorry.
He really did get bent out of shape and stormed out. I mean, he ate those like Butterfingers after Teresa had cooked him a meal. You know, Teresa's a good cook. And he ate the rest of my portion, Teresa's portion, and two portions for him.
That boy can eat.
Then he ate 13 butter. And I just said, dude, you can't do this anymore.
You hit 13 Butterfingers.
You hit 13.
I was okay with 12, I guess.
I'm just sitting there watching him and his fat face, and it's just, you know, chocolate.
And
just
sweating and chewing.
Oh, God.
Looking and he's like a cracky.
He's got a smell to him.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So I just said all this to him. I was, you know, I finally had to let it out. And
you got
to
tell people when this
He basically, he ran off crying.
Like a little mini girl? Like a baby? Do we have a baby noise we can play?
We don't.
Somebody call the Whambulance for Sir
Duncan?
Somebody
needs to call the Whambulance for Duncan.
Oh, the Whambulance.
See, Jack Bender's about to call in for a newsstand. I don't think
already?
I don't know. He says he's ready. So we can him call in when we're ready for him. Ty. Duncan couldn't do that. Ever.
That's just suspenseful noises. I'm foreshadowing the fucking of your...
Yeah, I like it. By the way, Ty.
There it is.
I don't think you're gonna get quite as fucked sitting in that chair.
No?
No. I think this is your time. Duncan's not here. I think you're in a power position. You're in number two seat.
That's true.
And so now you really got, you know, this is your time to shine.
They call me number two. Sorry. I had to get that out of me.
So I was playing with my board today.
You play with your board all the time.
Put
your board away,
boy. I started doing a little bit of... started doing impressions of characters from things. do you have any good impressions, Ty?
I can do an okay...
Sean Connery. Sean Connery.
I'll take the rapist for...
The rapist for 300. Sean Connery.
Get over here, Moneypenny.
And then I started playing with effects and realized that if you do Sean Connery...
On the moon?
Not on the moon.
Okay.
But a little different.
I want to hear
and
it.
And you put your hand over your mouth, you can be Bane. I'm Sean Connery. Sean Connery. From Batman. Wait, I'm Bane. Oh, I'm Bane. From Batman. How are you, Ty?
I'm doing all right.
That's not on.
Don't feed back.
T-Pain? What is this T-Pain you speak of?
It's T-Pain.
I'm Bane. This is Bane and T-Pain.
Welcome.
The new podcast. Bane and T-Pain.
Welcome to the Oh No Radio Show with T-Pain.
When I have done you will have a delicious report.
Sorry, Bane.
T-Pain, how do you feel about politics? Are you for the Democrats or the Republicans, T-Pain?
All I know is that Mitt Romney
looks like he likes a little boy.
Oh, no.
T-Pain, what happened to you, T-Pain? Where did you go, T-Pain? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit!
T-Pain! What indeed happened to you?
My battery got low!
How dare you do this on the Bane and T-Pain podcast! Podcast!
It's pretty good, right?
Yo, Bane!
T-Pain! What?
Why you wear that shit all on your face?
It's a free breed! And talk cool like this! Stop doing that, T-Pain!
I don't know what happened!
It's the microphone!
I fixed that shit!
Yeah, it's me fixing it because it's a goddamn beta! I'm the one on the computer boards! Fix the thing, you idiot! Jesus Christ! Fucking... This is Bane! Again! This is Bane on the back! Bane talk!
Yeah?
With T-Pain! With T-Pain! Live from my sewer studio!
T-Pain wants to know why I'm pain! Got asthma so bad that it wears the mask.
My mother was a heavy smoker, and you have to ask.
What was your brand?
I think it was Marlboro Flights.
Oh, I don't even
know. Because in the movie I was on a plane, and I'm Bane.
Bane, you sound like a mean motherfucker!
I'm actually quite personable if you get to know me.
But you got an intellect!
It needs more Sean Connery in it!
What are we doing?
I love this show!
I fucking hate you, T-Pain. You're a goddamn ignoramus. What's the word? Ignoramus. At least that's Urban Dictionary called you because you're black.
Don't you hate me, boy, because I got perfect pills.
Give me some of that codeine.
Let's get fucked up. And codeine!
The only thing T-Pain and Bane agree on in every episode is codeine.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay, we have to stop.
We have to stop.
No, I got a question.
Seriously, we gotta stop. Oh my god. Okay.
Bane's back again! What's your serious question?
Yo, what you think about that shit?
That's not a very serious question at all, you goddamn idiot!
Don't interrupt me, fucker!
Ah, a great little bit of news from the chat room, even. That's what I call it, it's a text message. But anyway, it says, your show is 100 times funnier, sans fatty. Just saying.
Man, it's good to get rid of Duncan and his
ass. And we have Bane and T-Pain and no fat fats.
Yeah, it's Bane and T-Pain in the hood.
Do you think we should just do the whole show? The whole show. The whole show. The whole show.
I am not against this.
All right, we'll come back to it.
All right.
Oh, my God.
But seriously, let T-Pain ask the serious question. You keep interrupting me. It takes me a second to ask.
Well, Bane doesn't like to listen to...
You're way too impatient.
That's not me. Bane. That's Bane. Yeah. I'm in character. I'm sorry. That's what Bane is like.
Bane-ass motherfucker. I don't, you know.
All right. So what was T-Pain's serious right, question?
Hold
then?
On. Bring me that. Yep.
All right. Sorry.
What you think about that shit? In the Middle East, people be burning my flag.
On the line with us.
Sorry.
On the line with us is Duncan.
Is that you, Satan?
No, it is me, Bane.
T-Pain.
Hang on, my co-host T-Pain is here.
Hello, Duncan, you piece of shit.
Why are you calling the show? Why?
Well, I'm very...
When you say something funny, you will have my permission to die.
Talk already, Duncan.
I kicked you off the show. It is now a new show called Bane and T-Pain.
Yo, it's Bane.
And T-Pain show.
Actually, no, Duncan, you were kicked off the show and Ty is the new co-host. That is basically what has happened in this episode because of your little fatty fat rant that you had the other day. I can't really stand you anymore, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know what, Owen, and I've been so upset about that I've just been eating my feelings all for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I swear to God, it looks like you put on 50, 60 pounds since, in a month, Duncan.
I mean, you went from being, you know, a medium-sized man to a more chunk-sized man. You're just a chunker.
What?
You got the
and
chunk.
I'm just
absolutely.
I don't want a fat piece of shit being my co-host. So now I fired.
Well, you're just going to have to deal with that. If I have to roll myself
you're fired.
Your hallway.
You're fired.
You can't fire me.
Ty is the new co-host. It's been fired. Said.
No,
it's been
you
done.
You can't
it's,
fire me. I am that show.
I am Bane. I will do as I please. Don't you question me?
Don't make me get T-Pain out.
T-Pain's we got T-Pain, we got Bane, we got keyboards. It's the best show ever. It's pretty much the best show ever.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it's gonna have to be. And you know what? That makes me so upset that I'm gonna go eat two more large pizzas on top of the three I've already eaten today.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the Fat Fest in Jacksonville? How's that going?
It's going great. You know they have deep fried nothing here.
Yeah.
It's actually just.
It's
the
just
deep fried. That's what it is.
deep fried. Like they take the shit that you get out of the bottom of the deep fryer, and then they fry it
again. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's extra crispy and
I feel my arteries hardening as we speak.
And you feel you feel something else hardering.
Yeah. Oh, it is hardering.
I like how you said hardering.
You know, now that you're a little plumper, I didn't want to tell you before, but I'm kind of a chubby chaser.
Yeah, I always knew that about you. That's part of the reason that I'm kind of chunking out.
I thought it might have had to do with me, but...
I mean, I know how affectionate you are, but, you know.
You know, I mean...
You know.
Sometimes...
You know.
I never knew you were gay, T-Pain! This is Bane! I'm Bane!
Yo!
T-Pain, I haven't brought your mic up yet. One second.
Yo! I just wanna sing.
Don't think you have anything to say to the Bane and T-Pain show.
Bitches be crazy.
Oh my god.
Did you not hear our cool new sweet intro music? Are you not listening to the show that you claim you're a co-host of?
Yeah, where's your shit at, co-host?
My shit has been enveloped in two boxes of Oreos and three pints of Ben and Jerry's.
Where the fuck have you been, Duncan?
Do you save your shit like those religious cults?
I should. If I had a period, I would save my period blood.
I'm asking you a serious question. Where the fuck are you?
I am in Jacksonville.
Thank you! Answer Answer the goddamn question, listener!
Bane got English. Talking about British Bane.
Go ahead, Duncan. Sorry, Bane has a habit of interrupting people on the phone.
What's an interrupting Bane say?
Motherfuck you!
Go
ahead, Duncan.
I can't understand Bane.
Oh, what the fuck?
Is that an app on your phone, or did you actually buy, like, a Bane fucking app that you're wearing?
How dare you!
Bane's doing it analog!
This is Owen Duncan. Sorry about that. That's Bane and T-Pain. And they come as a package duo. You gotta get.
I guess.
And they do a show together. It's a new show coming on the network.
Obviously, we haven't written much out yet.
Yeah, and that doesn't exist yet. And
no, but it should.
And it will, and it will. But yeah, it's gonna be Bane and T-Pain, and it's gonna be long philosophical chats with Bane and T-Pain.
Damn right it is.
Oh man, we might have to see if they've got somebody else that they can bring in on that.
Yeah, I don't know. We might have to find you a character there.
Maybe. It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So yeah.
I mean, you'll be groveling at my feet a little bit, but I'm just, you know.
Well, T-Pain and Bane is the show, just like the Oh No Radio show is now hosted by Ty and Owen. And I like Ty so much that I've even put him ahead of me. He's actually the host now. He's not even the co-host.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not your show anymore.
No, I've given it to Ty because he's so much better than both of us. I've given it to him.
I see that.
Yeah,
it feels good to be recognized.
This milkshake is delicious.
Feels good to be recognized. Bitch is all new as superior. Oh. Now I'm getting all sexy.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm gonna have to see what kind of food this hotel restaurant has, because you guys are making me upset.
No.
So how's the tattoo thing? Tell everybody where you're at.
It's packed. Dude, it's been packed all day. Packed all weekend.
What is it? The Jacksonville Tattoo Convention? Is that what it's
called? Yeah, Jacksonville Tattoo Convention. Apparently it's the 8th one that they've done. What is fun, I will tell you this, I've been waiting for this for somebody who'd appreciate it. There's a whole bunch of outlaws. You know the outlaws, the motorcycle gang?
Fuck yeah. I mean, no, not fuck yeah. Well, okay. We are the number one outlaw podcast. Don't forget that.
We are endorsed.
But this is the Outlaws Motorcycle Club.
Oh.
So,
endorsed by the Motorcycle Club.
Yeah.
We endorsed by the Motorcycle Club. By the Motorcycle Club. By the Motorcycle Club.
By the Motorcycle Club.
By the Motorcycle Club.
Outlaws. Endorsed by the Motorcycle Club.
But you'll appreciate this. Because they have flyers up right now.
Motorcycle Club.
For a party.
How dare you interrupt the playing of time! This is Bane!
Hello, Bane.
Hello, Duncan! Sorry we got off on the wrong foot!
Don't fuck me either.
I hear you at the tattoo convention.
You should get a tat of my beautiful face.
Well, as you have both seen, I did buy a piece of artwork with Old Dirty Bastard's face on it.
ODB.
Yes, I enjoyed that picture that you sent me via the chat room, which again is my phone, and you sent it
yes.
Text message.
Me and that Negro.
Bane has not figured out the chat room yet, and it angers him.
Me and that Negro smoked weed, talk about ODB.
Never met Old Dirty Bastard or any of his other names. What were his other names, T-Pain?
Yeah, you should have hung out with him. He was a scumbag like a
big baby Jesus.
Big old baby Jesus.
What were his other names? I'm sure he had more.
Oh, Dirk McGirt.
Dirk McGirt.
Dirk yep, McGirt.
And then there was just Dirty, Old Dirty.
Old Dirty.
And then there was the Chappelle Dirty. Show, the Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant.
Chinese Restaurant. Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant.
Yes.
It's a good name. I like that name.
It's a good name.
Yeah, it's my personal favorite. But I did, I do have an addition for the studio. You will be pleased to see that. Even got the artist to sign it.
Oh, so it's we got a piece of artwork for the studio.
Yep. Got a piece of artwork for the studio. And when I saw it yesterday, I was like,
Okay. I'm going to make guesses as to possible theming. I'm thinking either mustache related. Could go mustache.
Mustaches are hot right now.
Could go
I'm going with horses playing poker because dogs playing poker is way over.
Yeah.
The horses are just starting to get
playing
in.
Poker.
Yeah. Horses? How do horses?
They do it.
They have
stick them in between their hooves.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Ty, I love that you
all right,
set
so
up.
We've got mustache themed. I will say that when you look at it, it screams scumbag.
Scream scumbag. Is it like
scream scumbag?
It's got like a pack of cigarettes like crushed in a girl's vagina.
We're getting in the realm.
We're in the realm.
We're in the realm. You said one of the key words.
Vagina.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. So we got vagina. Vagina with a mustache.
Oh,
that would be so cool. No. Think. Let's see. What? How can I?
That'd be so
think
weird.
Traditional tattoo.
Oh. Pinup style vagina. You know, like a vagina with a swimsuit on.
That'd be cool.
And it's kind of posing in a cool way.
It is posing in a cool way.
The vagina itself?
Yeah. I mean, when you see it, the first time you look at it, you're like, is that? Oh!
It's a vagina. Posing.
Yeah.
Did you just discover Georgia O'Keeffe by chance? Did you find a Georgia O'Keeffe painting and just now
it's,
you're...
It's kind of, it's, yeah, you know, you say that, and actually you're pretty right on the money with that.
Way too highbrow, dude. Fuck is that?
No. No, it's not... Like, Ty knows what I'm talking about, but no, it's not a Georgia O'Keeffe.
It's a Venus flytrap vagina.
Okay, good. All right.
What was that, Ty?
Venus flytrap vagina?
You know what? Fuck you, Jack Bender. The show got boring. Fuck you.
Hey.
Call in, then. Oh, he's actually you know what? He's referring to you, Duncan. You didn't.
Yeah.
I realize that. I now, Jack, you're absolutely right. I completely missed it. You know,
Well, Duncan, I'll say this: take the stairs. You know, elevators are too easy.
Take
the stairs.
You know,
I thought you were asking to get him to get out of here.
I
just muted him. I think it should be us talking for a little bit because I think Jack's right. It got a little boring, a little too much.
Yeah,
a little too much with. With Duncan there.
No, Duncan just has all these feelings. He's always
I actually just put him on hold. I got to add him to the conference here to see if we can do that. Jack Bender, how you doing?
What's happening?
Bender.
Yeah.
Welcome to the boring radio show.
God, shut up, Duncan. Jack Bender is talking. Okay?
Somebody interrupted me. It wasn't Bane. That's unacceptable.
You never know if Bane's going to interrupt you.
I'm enjoying your new additions.
Yeah, and isn't it better without Duncan? Just so we know, I mean,
I think the the Bane and T-Pain show has taken over.
I think I think it might become the new show. I mean, honestly, it's going to at least be half the show every show from now on.
It's kind of Space Ghost meets Gonzo.
Exactly. Exactly. So just tell Bender, won't you tell Duncan that he's a fatty fat and he's no longer the co-host of the show?
Apparently, you're no longer the co-host of the show there, Duncan. And
I'm
it's because
fat.
We care.
And you're
cut back. On behalf of you eating too much Halloween candy, because I feel I'm an authority on Halloween, don't hog the candy. Sharing carry, buddy. Sharing. Hey, look, I buy one bag for everybody else and one bag for me.
Yeah, he does share, even though he's fat.
He's a sharer, but not the last little bit.
I'm like, this last half a gallon of ice cream, you can't have that.
I'm entitled to that.
No. You're the same way you are with food as you are your drugs.
That's true.
You're fat and greedy and fat and greedy
and fat and greedy and fat. Fat and greedy and fat and greedy and fat and greedy and fat. You're fat and greedy and you eat too much.
You eat too much.
You eat too much.
Cause you're fat and greedy. You're fat and fat and greedy and fat and greedy and fat and greedy and fat and greedy, 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 fat and fat and greedy, greedy, fat, fat, fat,
fat, fat, fat. Fat. And from Detroit, fat.
Fat.
Oh, you fucker.
This is a reprise of Fat and Greedy and Fat and Greedy and Fat. Sorry, all right. You're ready?
I was so ready.
All right. But, I shouldn't be rude and sing all the time.
No, I'm, it's, the new show is No Duncan.
No Duncan.
T-Pain and Bane.
Even though he's here.
T-Pain and Bane and random songs with me and Ty.
Indeed.
That's the new show.
That was a good Fat and Greedy song. That was nice.
That was good. That was good.
It was.
Simple, but perfect.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm gonna skydive my fat ass right on top of your house.
Are you actually going to skydive?
Are you skydiving?
Well, I mean, I'm working on exceeding the weight limit for a parachute.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Who knows?
Once you find a fucking plane that can hoist you or a rocket that can get you into the sky.
Hey, if they can drop Dumbo out of an airplane, they can drop me out of an airplane.
Yeah, you fat piece of shit. Fucking
Operation Duncan Drop.
Awful human being.
Operation Duncan.
Yeah,
drop.
Operation
right.
Duncan
Operation
Drop.
Operation Scumbag Drop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, fat. Yo, greedy. Yo, fat.
I mean,
yo, fat. Fat.
Yo,
greedy. Yo, fat.
I'm fat.
Fat and greedy.
To go all anorexic and get back to my former weight to be back on, allowed back on the show.
That was a good remix. T-Pain and Bane. Yeah. Good job.
They're pretty good. They're I mean, like I said, they're piping in. They're a new show on the network. They're gonna pop
it's not
in.
Not like
every
we have any control. They just kind of like they press a button.
It's Bane. He just likes to interrupt
Bane's
us.
Nuts.
You know, Bane is a fucking madman.
I don't know what's up with that man.
He is. So do I have to go anorexic and bulimic and start doing cocaine and to get down to
you gotta do the drugs, it's okay, I guess.
Nope. Actually, I want you to do it the healthy way, Duncan, because I care. I want you to start running. I want you to do
running.
The
fuck is this running that you speak of?
You're gonna need to run.
Is that what you do when the police are behind you?
Yeah. If you're, a black.
If you're a blackie.
You know? Because the blacks do that.
Okay.
Yep.
The blacks run. See, that's what I thought. We're
not racist at all. This show is ridiculous.
What?
I said I'm white. White people don't run.
White people...
They jog.
Well...
Yogging.
Yeah, white people jog.
Check out yogging. It's so new.
I want to... No, I would like to see Duncan on a elliptical. Bender, all that fat just jiggling. Just,
like a lava lamp.
Just jiggling.
Oh, man. You should see it. It's epic right now.
I should shoot that at high speed and then slow it down. Watch it.
Yeah. You watch every ripple of my fat just kind of...
I'm getting horny.
While,
like a gelatinous mass.
Well, yeah. You fat piece of shit. Do you want to play a little newsstand?
I got a couple minutes to play newsstand.
All right. Well, let me get the intro music going here, and we will play a little Bender's Newsstand.
It's Bender's Newsstand.
Oh, the remix.
It's a newsstand. It's Bender's Newsstand.
It's Bender's Newsstand. All right.
Remix.
Remix. All right, Bender, what we got? What we got this week?
What we got?
All right. We got some good stuff for you guys this week. So, first one, right into it. A teenager accidentally shoots himself in the genitals while cleaning a new gun, tries to blame it on street shooting.
What?
Oh.
Oh. I'm
you know that shit's Florida.
Sense in the South on that one. Yeah, that's Florida. That's Florida. I'm going with it. Straight off.
Florida.
Straight off the bat. I think I'm going Florida.
Don't let me influence you.
Yep. I'm going Florida.
Now, you going for an extra point attempt? Or you just going to stick with the single point and just say somewhere Florida?
I like to, when in doubt, go Polk County, I think. So yeah. So Polk County, Florida.
Well said.
Polk County, Florida.
Well said.
Touché. Now, Ty gets to go second because he's in the number two chair.
Why, thank you for thank you for recognizing.
I was going to say it, Bender, if you didn't.
Recognize.
But yes, you're absolutely right. Bender does, or sorry, Ty does go second.
Well, you know, immediately this is Florida. There was no other, normally I have some sort of ethos of thought where I go through all the places it could be. No.
It really is. It just, it's Florida. It's that's got to be.
And then I know in my heart, because I'm so ready to say Florida, that you're trying to fuck me. I just, you know, the reason, like, my mind snaps so quickly, I'm just...
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to take one. I'm going to martyr myself, because I'm not giving up on Florida. But I'm pretty sure it's not Florida, okay. Even though I'm going with Flagler County.
Okay, Flagler County, Florida. Duncan? On you.
Now, see, my first thought was also Florida, so I'm going to go with Palatka, because I've seen it on a sign like six times this trip.
We're all going Florida?
All right.
Yeah, first time ever, I think.
I think that is the first time ever we're all going Florida. Wow. Jack Bender?
You fuck up. Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh!
Wait, what county is that?
We finally got one right! Well,
I don't know.
Port St. Lucie.
I think it might be like St. Lucie County. I have no idea.
You got to look that up. I might get the point.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. Sorry, Jay.
I don't
it's
think...
It's so small.
Yeah. That's... Honestly, I'm going to go with... That's an across-the-board tie there. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I'm giving plus one to everybody.
For everyone. I mean, unless you can really, I mean, you're gonna look at it on a map there, Bender.
I'm
working on it.
All right.
I can come back to you. We won't waste time and make the show drag.
Whoa.
But, okay. Yeah.
Let's fuck time.
Maybe
right now.
There's a sneaky extra. Okay. It is Port St. Lucie County.
It is.
Plus one for everybody. There you
well,
go.
All right. There we go.
All
it's its own county of Hickville.
All right. So
that's pretty much the whole story, but he initially lied to police and claimed he had been shot as he walked down the street. He was then questioned, and he admitted he did it to himself while cleaning a gun at a friend's house. So this happened in Florida. Apparently, there have been some other incidences of people inadvertently shooting themselves in the dick and balls lately.
Damn.
So that's awesome. It's a nationwide phenomenon.
Dick and balls.
I like it. All right. Moving on. Second question.
Yeah. All right. This one's pretty intense. There's a lot more than the headline, but the headline's good enough.
woman pulls gun on man during sex in moving car.
Mm.
Wow.
I like it.
Pulls gun on man.
She was kinky.
During sex.
Like, okay, so, all right. What sex act? Does it say what sex act they were doing?
Like, they're full.
Does it imply,
like,
if it's like they're banging or is she blowing him?
I believe, from what I read, it's just like intercourse. It doesn't specify.
Driving and sexing's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, I roadhead, everybody's got their fair share of roadhead behind their belt, I hope. But, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, it says she began touching him and having sex while he was driving. I can only go off of what they give me on the story. But
okay, all right. Well, sorry about that. Where? All right, horniest people, craziest. That sounds like a robbery of sorts.
A robbery?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? I'm going to go with when in doubt, go New Jersey. Something I've now learned. When in doubt, New Jersey.
Jersey.
That's the Jersey theme song.
I don't think they deserve a theme song.
We do need like a music bed for the newsstand, I've decided, though. Let it play.
Keyboard's off.
What is this?
I think Ty is his own show. I think we're all fired. It's just Ty, right?
I love this. Oh.
This is your music that plays in the background now, Bender.
It's so upbeat.
Yeah. Keep it moving, keep it moving. All right,
you should be beating up clowns at a fair.
I said New Jersey time. What do you got? What are you going with? On the fly.
That's Ybor City.
That's Ybor City. Ybor City, Florida. All right. Duncan, what do we got?
This sounds like Vegas to me.
Vegas? Okay. Vegas sounds about right.
I like that song a lot. Oh, God. Yes.
I want to beat up clowns while listening to that, to be honest.
That dog barking is killing me, man.
Oh my God. This is going to be the longest newsstand ever.
Ty's going at it.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, so good.
All right, what are you saying, Duncan?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Is it Duncan?
I said Vegas. I said Nevada.
Right. That's right.
Vegas. All right, they're going. He's going Vegas. All right, so Ty, you went with what was it again?
Ybor City.
Ybor City. So Florida. And what do we got there? What do we got there?
Port Charlotte, Florida.
Jesus Christ!
Oh,
damn! You tried to fuck me, but he couldn't, cause I'll never stop saying Florida.
The new star of the show is up 2-1 now.
Yep, 2-1. 2-1.
Okay, I apologize in advance. This is a bit wordy. It's kind of crazy, but it's an intense story if you're willing to sit through it.
Well, I think we should play the bed of music for it then.
Yep, we definitely need the bed of music if it's that intense.
Bring it down, though.
Do it.
Bring it down. Bring it down. Let him talk.
According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, the incident began September 2nd when the victim and his two friends went to the Paddy Wagon Irish Pub in Port Charlotte. When the bar closed early Monday morning, they invited two girls they met to one of the friends' homes. One of the women and the victim went into a bedroom to have sex. The girl said she needed $250, which he said he didn't have. She asked how much he had, and he gave her $120. The victim then went to the bathroom, and when he returned, found the two women had left.
Bitches.
The victim had obtained the woman's cell phone number earlier at the bar and called her. They agreed to meet at the Pick and Run store on Peachland Boulevard. When he got there, he expected to meet the woman who took the $120, but instead, some other friend, walked up to his vehicle and said the other girl left her. She then got into his car as they drove off. He said she began touching him and having sex while he was driving. The victim told detectives she also said she needed money, and he told her he already gave her friend $120 earlier. The victim said she then pulled a .357 revolver to his head and demanded money. The victim grabbed a gun, and a fight ensued in the moving car.
It was a robbery.
He punched her in the head so she would release the gun. He also told detectives he was in fear of his life and lost control of his car. He hit a palm tree and ran across two front yards. The Aristocrat.
The Aristocrat.
Nice.
Well said.
Well said, Jack Bender. Well said.
Good drink after that. Good drink.
That was fucking awesome.
Woo!
Yeah, I couldn't cut it down. There's too much going on.
I understand.
That's Florida for you.
That is Florida. All right.
Rain.
Okay,
got a nice short one. The next one, very short, to the point.
Yeah, do we want, we gotta kind of wrap this up pretty soon here. I mean, this is pretty much the longest newsstand ever, but go ahead then.
I blame Bane and T-Pain, but okay.
Don't you dare.
A man steals a credit card, uses it at the bar. Fail, it's the bartender's credit card.
Ooh. Nice. So what happens? He just calls the cops and was like, this dude pretty much tried to steal or use my card at my own bar?
The man broke into a car in a parking garage, stole a credit card that happened to be there, and he just had super bad luck picking which bar to use the stolen card at. Bartender obviously recognized his own card.
Okay, where did this happen? All right, where's there a lot of drunks? Go in Boston. He wanted a drink. First thing he did after he stole a credit card, he went and got a drink. Boston.
Okay. T-Pain?
T-Pain isn't playing.
All right.
I know.
T-Pain's not playing.
Hi.
Don't count me out.
Perhaps next time. Bane and T-Pain, shut the get off me.
Yeah, seriously.
God, just trying to talk here.
In your bit.
So it's a parking garage, correct? That was stolen out of?
Yeah. Parking garage.
So we're correct. Talking a metro area. Man, that last one, I was sure of Ybor. I don't know why.
I was dead set on it.
This one's not Ybor, though.
This is not Ybor.
Dead set on Ybor.
That's a good band name.
I'm going to move over, though, and just go right to Tampa on that one. I'm going to Tampa.
Tampa?
Trampa.
Trampa? All your choices are like 8 miles from each other.
Not all of them. All
right, so Florida once again, Tampa this time. Duncan?
I'm going New York City.
That's not a bad choice either.
No. A lot of parking garages. That's a very educated, logical guess. Jack, lay it down.
Ty gets a clean sweep, Miami, Florida.
Oh man,
that was
holy
my first choice.
Shit.
Horseshit. I mean, awesome, but damn.
He fucked us.
He fucked us. It's 3-1. Do we even want to try? I don't think we can do it with the amount of time we have, Duncan.
We can't.
It is my show.
I think you lost.
I think
straight
it's
up.
It's the Ty
we're
show.
We're not stealing your show.
Well, it is the Ty show.
It's the Ty No Radio Show.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess that has been a... another edition of
Newsstand.
Bender's Newsstand.
Newsstand.
Bender, as always, it was a
baddest
pleasure talking
ever.
To you. I think it was the best newsstand ever.
Bane agrees!
I know.
Newsstand.
I'm sorry, T-Pain, did you have something to say?
Turn it up in my headphones.
Okay. I'm also the engineer on my podcast, because it's the Bane and T-Pain show, not the T-Pain and Bane show like he wanted.
It's the T-Pain newsstand.
No, it's Bane. It's Bender or something. I forget his name.
News.
I think he's in California.
That's where all the queers live.
Good talking to you.
I love gay people.
Bender.
Unless you had anything. Unless you had anything else to add, Bender.
Not anything that has anything nearly as good as what you've already got going. So. All
right. Awesome. Well, me and Ty need a break.
Yeah, a little breaky.
You know, a little breaky poo. We'll come back. We'll do a
and
little
And I guess
more.
I got to go start running up and down stairs if I want to get back on this goddamn show.
Yep.
I
mean, yes, you do.
I feel
you're fat.
Bad taking up this much time.
You're
don't
fat,
have a heart
you're a fat
attack.
Piece of shit. And
no way. Fuck that. If I'm going to die, it's going to be Owen's fault.
Don't stop.
Fuck you, Owen. If I die, it's on you.
Just chain smoke the whole entire time.
You know,
you'll be
you
fine.
Know I will.
You'll be fine.
Eat some donuts.
Yeah, just
calm down.
Just calm it down, buddy. Calm it down. All right. I need you to be more like Ty. All right.
If you were more like me.
If you were more like Ty,
it'd just be
everything would
if
be.
If I was a little more hipster, everything would be okay.
Oh, see, yeah. Now you're taking a couple shots. I like it.
I can't be taller.
You know what we can do, Ty? We can do that, and then we'd never have to hear him ever again. Like the
wait.
Only.
Hold on. Wait, let me listen. Just wait.
Okay, wait.
Wait. Hello? Duncan? He's not here at all. That's
what?
Awesome.
Yep, now he's gone. He's there?
Wait.
He's there?
Hello? Duncan? Hello? It's nice.
Oh, see? It's nice. It's just gone. It's just, he's not there at all.
Well, it was effective either way, I suppose.
Not there at all. It's so pleasant. It's so pleasant.
He's fat, he's greedy,
he's fat, he's greedy, and fat, and greedy, and fat, and greedy, he's fat,
and greedy, and fat,
he's fat, he's fat,
and greedy,
he's fat,
and greedy,
he's fat,
and greedy, and greedy, and fat, he's fat, and greedy,
he's fat,
he's really greedy, fat, 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 he is so fat, he is so fat, and a little bit greedy,
he's fat,
little fat and greedy,
fat and greedy. Fat and greedy, fat and greedy,
he's fat, he's
fat, fat, fat,
fat and greedy, and fat,
fat, fat, fat, fat, fat, fat,
fat, fat, fat, fat and greedy.
How dare you interrupt the song by them? It's amazing when they get together. I heard someone speak on the phone and I did not appreciate it. This is Bane, for the record.
Bane's crazy, man. He's all steroided out. I bet you if he takes that mask off, he sounds like a little ninny boy, though.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, hey, I'm Bane.
So, oh, hey, I'm
I'll
Bane.
Leave you with one thing before I go. While you're on your break,
you're
still
something
there? That you need to look up and watch.
Okay.
You'll understand why.
All right.
It's from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the cybernetic ghost Christmas cat.
Oh, everyone loves that guy. Future. I love that guy. Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Reminds me of Bane a little bit.
No.
Nothing like him! Nothing like him at all!
So you should kill him. Just saying. Get rid of him.
Dispose of him.
All right, well, we're going to break. So it was good talking to both of you, and I'm going to simultaneously hang up on two phone calls. Is that okay, guys?
Getting very British.
Excellent.
Simultaneously.
Fuck off.
Bane is not British at all!
Wait.
I mean, maybe. I don't know where I'm from.
Get a grip, man.
I'm Bane.
Duncan?
Bane needs a Budweiser.
He does. Have a happy Hanukkah and a pleasant New Year.
Yeah.
And We shall return. If you want to call back in, you're more than welcome. If
that's
not,
my phone.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That's my phone.
Oh, oops.
It's okay.
Did it break?
Oops.
Did I break it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get it yet.
That's okay. I guess I have to find something else to play. I was going to play something off
okay.
my phone.
Okay, hold on. Hold yeah. on. Mute me, bitch.
You're muted. Jesus.
I might call in. I got to go in and check on the tattoo thing and see how that's going.
Yeah, you have a fun time with all that jazz. I like how you handed me the cord to be able to play something off my phone, and then I scrolled on the computer looking for a song to play. Like that's really
good to hear you, Duncan.
Yeah, that's kind of how we roll. All right, this is
that is. All right, is we'll talk to you soon, guys.
Something. Enjoy it. Hell of a song. You said that's Ween, right?
That is some classic Weenish.
Man, I never really got into Ween. But you're right, it has this song in particular definitely has a Motorhead vibe.
There's a wide range.
Dude, that's pretty badass. I like fist pumping, man. I'm all about fist pumping.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Woo.
Look at me, bro.
You know, burn some calories, bro. Let's pump all night.
Like me, I'm a bra. Bra. Oh, bra. Oh, bra.
Bra. Bra.
Put it in me, bra.
Bra.
Oh,
bra.
I'm a bra.
Bra. Bra.
Dude, bra. I'm a dude, bra.
I'm a dude, bra.
Look at me.
I'm a dude.
I'm a dude, bra. Look at me.
I'm a bro.
I'm a bro-sif. I'm a bro-sif.
I'm a bro.
Yo, you want a bromance tonight?
Bro, 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 bro.
Bro, 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 bromance.
Bromance.
Me and Owen. Talk about me and Owen. We got bromance.
That's
it's gonna
right.
be a bromance.
I'm back with my back with my new co-host. Back with my new co-host Ty.
It's me. Look, can you see me?
Yeah.
Haha.
I think I can.
Found you.
I think you need to move that a little bit that way.
This way over here?
Yeah. There you go. Yep. Whoa, that, whoa. Closer, hotter. No.
Hotter, warmer.
A little more. A little more.
Here we go.
We're talking about the camera for the audio listeners. Sorry about that.
What's that?
Ty likes to really get up close and personal with the viewers.
Is this good here?
Yeah, that's going to work. That's going to be just fine.
Excuse me.
So, Ty, our first segment wasn't what you would say an orthodox on a radio show segment by any means.
Yeah, you know. I
kind of like changing it up a little bit.
I like unorthodox.
I do too. I think
if I were a Jew, I would be an unorthodox.
Your piano playing. Yeah. I mean, we've got your piano playing.
Well, you know, we've got some skills.
You know, we've got a lot of things going on in that first segment. But I kind of want to bring it home a little bit. And I want to talk, you know, a little bit about some things that are going on in the world, Ty.
Let's talk about things going on in the world, man.
Did you know, Ty?
Did I know what?
That now, instead of having to play a game with your friends, or look up IMDb, you can now get all of your Kevin Bacon questions answered and the degrees of separation via Google.
You're kidding me. You can actually
you can
do
literally
it?
Type in what is it? I think it's any actor's or Bacon number. And then any actor's name. So you can basically, I think I did it with Will Smith. It's 2.
Really?
You know, you can you know, you can go all over the place. You want to check it out? You got an actor you want to see?
Yeah.
You want to see
what? So wait, I got to pair 2 actors? Or no, it's
No. It's just
Kevin Bacon.
It's Kevin Bacon, and all I got to do right here, it's okay. A formula. I got to type in Bacon.
This is on Google.
Yeah, just straight through Google. Bacon Google number. Paper. And what do you want here? What do you got?
Let's do Marlon Brando.
All right. How do you spell Marlon Brando? Marlon. Got it.
Got it.
All right. 2.
Really, 2?
That's what it says. Marlon Brando and Robert Duvall appeared in The Godfather. Robert Duvall and Kevin Bacon appeared in Jane Mansfield's Car.
Oh, that was
there
too
you go.
Easy. That was
2.
Too easy.
All right, let's try and get this higher.
Yeah, we
let's
need to
try
get
and get
higher.
A high number. What do we? All right.
Kevin Bacon.
All right, here's a suggested one that's interesting. Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg?
Simon Pegg. Bacon. Simon Pegg and Tom Cruise appeared in Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon appeared in A Few Good Men. There you go.
2 degrees.
2 degrees.
Shit.
All right, we need to get this higher.
How about?
I thought it was supposed to be as close as you could get it. Now Google's ruined the game.
Because
the whole point of the game was that you could make it. It was hard to find the degrees. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember anymore. I've only done it a few times.
Yeah. All right. Give me another actor or actress.
How about Jane Fonda? All
right. Jane Fonda. 2.
Yo, Jane Fonda.
Get your booty on the dance floor. You heard that song, right? That's an actual song. 2? 2 again?
Again?
Jane Fonda and Donald Sutherland appeared in Clute. Clute?
Clute.
Donald Sutherland and Kevin Bacon appeared in National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, yeah, they did. That's,
there you go.
That's funny.
Look at that.
This 2 degrees thing is killing me.
Right? All right. Who's... All right, he's Little Bow Wow. He's been in a movie, right? Has Little Bow Wow been in a movie?
He was in one of those Fast and Something movies.
All right, here we go. Little Bow Wow. Hang on.
Have Vin Diesel and Kevin Bacon? No.
Bacon. All right, let's do Vin Diesel. I like that.
No. Oh.
No, now you want to do Little Bow Wow?
I don't care.
All right, we're doing Vin Diesel.
It's going to be 1. They were in some movie together.
Probably right, yeah. If I could remember how to spell Diesel. There we go. Like the word.
You can
like
do
the
it.
Word Diesel.
Diesel, baby.
There we go. 2.
Nah, damn it.
God damn it. 2 really? Again. Vin Diesel and Liza Lapira appeared in Fast and the Furious. Liza Lapira and Kevin Bacon appeared in Crazy Stupid Love.
The game is get more than 2. That's
yeah, the game is get more than 2. Right, I'm going Little Bow Wow now.
You Little Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow.
Well, he was in that Fast. We'll see. Maybe Vin Diesel wasn't in that.
Jesus Christ. Bow Wow's number is 2. Bow Wow and Hope Davis appeared in The Family Tree. Hope Davis and Kevin Bacon appeared in Flatliners. All right. Oh, my God.
What about...
I'm credited with a movie.
What about Juno?
I'm credited with a movie.
What's her name?
I'm on IMDb.
Oh, so what? You're going to be too. Watch. Owen Butler. There's no way
Let's
there's
see if it works.
Score.
Let's see if it works. Nah, it doesn't work. I'm not famous enough. God damn it. That's when you know you're famous, when you have
when
a
you
Kevin
got a,
Bacon
when
number.
When you got a Bacon number.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good measure. Do Juno, what's her name?
I don't know her name.
I don't either.
But maybe, I'm not going to search her name.
Okay.
I'm just not going to do it. That's if you don't okay. know her name, I'm not. You don't know her. You know?
I feel like I do know her.
All right, I'm going to go Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm just doing Macho Man, see if it even works. Jesus Christ, it's two. No way. Of course it is. Randy Savage and Stanley Anderson appeared in Spider-Man. Stanley Anderson and Kevin Bacon appeared in He Said, She
Said. Who's Stanley Anderson?
I don't know, but he was in Spider-Man and He Said, She Said. Hulk Hogan. Bet it's two. Bet it's two. Hulk Hogan.
We're going wrestling stars now.
Why not?
Yeah.
Two.
Two. Thunder in Paradise.
No, James McCoy and Hulk Hogan appeared in Romeo and Juliet. James McCoy and Kevin Bacon appeared in X-Men First Class.
I don't think animated should count.
Who's a sick and twisted person that has been in films but will only work with like certain people and like... I've got to crack this. I've got to get more than two.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, that's easy because he's a director, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, don't they have to be movie people, or can they just be anybody?
Well, I don't think me and you count, obviously, because I tried me.
Right, well, okay. What about, like, Donald Trump? Does that count?
That's
what I'm saying.
Well, he's appeared in a movie, for sure, at some point, right? Mm. So if he's appeared in a movie, I think it counts. So I'll do it. Donald Trump.
Check it out.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Guess what it is?
It's two?
It's two.
This is bullshit.
Donald Trump and Nev... is it Nev or Neve Campbell? Nev. It's Nev. Appeared in 54. Nev Campbell and Kevin Bacon appeared in Wealthies. Donald Trump is in 54?
I guess.
That's the movie with...
Is he just like an extra somewhere or something? That's weird. No.
This... What? Like Donald Trump is in 54. Hang on. Donald Trump...
A mystery ensues.
54... This is a new segment called Owen Researches Things on the Internet and Tells You About Them.
And Bane appears every once in a while!
That's scary music that came with Bane too. Did you hear that? He's breaking in. I can't find anything on that. What is the movie 54, right?
Yeah.
I think Google is a load of shit. Hang on. IMDb.
I must know the Kevin Bacon score.
Kevin Bacon score. Who do you got?
Kevin Bacon score. Okay, where are you?
I can't find Donald Trump in... He must have just been a, like you said, like a background character or something, but what the fuck? This is irritating now, because I want to know, like, what he played, and why was he in the movie? Why was Donald Trump in the movie?
Because he paid
for it. Or is it another guy that just happens to have the name Donald Trump?
that'd be funny.
It might be.
No.
Might?
Maybe, but doubtful.
Got it. Donald Trump. Oh, no, it's the real one. VIP patron is what he's listed as. I don't think it's a talking role.
What a fool.
But he was in that movie.
Ruined it.
Educating you guys here every day on the Ono Radio Show. Just in case you wanted to know if Donald Trump was in the movie 54. Is it Studio 54 or is it just 54? I think it's just
It might
54.
Just be called that, yeah.
That's what IMDb says anyway.
Yeah.
You got any more Bacon number queries?
It's making me angry.
Yeah.
I can't get more than two degrees. I mean, come on.
We do need to get a little more.
I wanted to go like Macaulay Culkin for some reason, but I don't think it's a good one. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
It's probably a bad idea.
It's probably going to be too easy. I don't know what this is that's playing, but I don't like it.
I love it.
Oh no, this song is good, but it's not what I meant to play.
Oh, that's jamming.
Oh. This is more my style. Bacon numbers. It's bacon numbers. Bacon numbers. Macaulay
bacon numbers.
I can't spell Macaulay Culkin.
How do you spell Macaulay Culkin?
How do you spell Macaulay Culkin?
How do you spell Macaulay Culkin? Yeah.
I really can't spell even with the help of Google.
How many siblings does he have? Talking about Rory Culkin.
How do you, is it Culkin or Corkin?
I'll cork your face.
Macaulay. I got it. It's
M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y-C-U. Culkin, that's how you spell Culkin.
M.
That's how you spell Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. What's your bacon number? I'll copy paste your name because I can't really spell. I can't spell
Macaulay Culkin.
Bacon number. Guess what it is.
Guess what it is.
It's two. Like everyone of you.
What a bunch of bullshit.
I can't find any celebrity that has got a different bacon number than Macaulay Culkin, which is two.
Wish I could take a number two on you. Fucking bullshit.
that's another good one. Another hit.
Another hit in the box.
Another hit. Another one done.
Another bank in the card.
Another bank in the card.
Another ditty in my titty. Another jangle in my wangle.
Another spooge on a
Another
testicle.
Spooge on a lard. Every spooge on lard looks crazy.
Looks crazy. Every spooge in the shower look like jellyfish.
Looks nuts. Amoebas.
I love jellyfish.
Amoebas. Oh, shit.
Ty thinks he can just beat T-Pain whenever he wants now. That happened.
Don't ruin my guys.
Don't ruin my guys. Yep. So Magic Kingdom is going to start serving alcohol.
Really?
In one restaurant.
The parents will be happy, finally.
It's only going to be in one restaurant. Which, I hate when newspapers do that bullshit. They're like, oh, Magic Kingdom, blah, 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 blah. And then people are outraged, of course. Like, there's some assholes that are, like, pissed off. Like, how dare they serve alcohol at Disney? Which, fuck you. Yeah. Why don't they? And, you know, ultimately, T-Pain, what do you think about it?
I think you're crazy. Girl, I want to touch your booty and drink beer. At the Magic Kingdom, that's better. There, I'm T-Pain.
This is Bane, and back with our show, Bane and T-Pain.
Bane and T-Pain.
Yes, we're back.
Hold on.
Did you have something you wanted to?
I'm gonna change my keys.
T-Pain, enough with the silly voice thing.
Come on!
All you do is play with your silly voice thing, and you never get to the real point, do you?
What are we talking about?
We were talking about goddamn Magic Kingdom serving alcohol.
I love beer!
Yes, you can now have alcohol at Magic Kingdom.
T-Pain!
Who the hell gives a shit about if you can drink at Magic Kingdom? I don't even care. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No one cares. Drink all you want, get sloshed.
No,
have a good time around
cares.
The park. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
Again, this is the Bane and T-Pain show.
This is the Bane and T-Pain show.
I don't know if... I certainly don't care, of course, that they're serving alcohol in Magic Kingdom, but
yeah,
a lot of people do, and shut up people that do care.
Get out of here.
Well, they have this tap into the studio that they keep forgetting they're hitting the button when they're just having their own podcast, and they hit the button, and it takes over our, like, thing.
It's very rude. I'm not happy about it.
Well, I think it's Bane's just... He bangs around a lot in the studio.
Does that bastard.
He's a big dude. He's kind of... I don't know why we gave him a podcast, to be honest.
You know, it's like... you know, when you see the bodybuilders and then you hear the bodybuilder community is pretty number? Gay.
Do you think Bane has one?
Let's check it out. He was in The Dark Knight, right? Right? Kevin Bacon is in The Dark Knight. Believe it or not.
The computer got confused with that question.
The whole show is going to blow up now. Goodbye, show. Oh, that's right. I can't do it.
It literally says, Bane from Batman, funny, Christian Stewart, back bacon. I don't know. I don't really have much else. I got to be honest with you. I don't have shit about shit. I think, let's see what I got. I don't want to do that. Oh, I got one more thing.
Bring it.
So, this happened this week. It's a real deal story from the real deal world of me and Ty.
Yeah.
But, Teresa took her car. Teresa took her car in to get a little alignment done. No big deal. Next day, what do we have? Flat tire, number one. And number two, she takes it to a place to basically get this tire done. And they tell her she has a broken strut. It's the day after she got her alignment done. Now, usually, of course, everyone knows when you take your car in, they give you the bullshit fucking what you need and what you really need and all that stuff. And they give you the paper and it's, you're supposed to do all that eventually. But some stuff's more important than others. And other stuff, just like, shut the hell up. It's for the sake of it. And they're trying to get a buck or two.
Right.
Well, I would say, why, with all the stuff that he did mention that she did need, ultimately replacing at some point, how did you miss a strut?
Yeah, really.
That just breaks. And you did her alignment. Doesn't that involve the shocks in some way? I'm not a rocket scientist, and I don't know a lot about cars. I'm not going to lie. But maybe they don't touch the struts when they do an alignment. I don't know. But still, at the same time, I think they should have found this in their inspection of the goddamn car.
Yeah.
So now, you're stuck in the conundrum of, do you even want to take it back to the place?
Trust.
I hate mechanics. If you're a good mechanic and you're out there, please just call the show at some point. Doesn't have to be this episode. It can be next episode. We're probably going to wrap things up here in a minute or two.
Tell us about mechanic-y things.
And you're probably hearing this on podcast anyway. But if you're a good mechanic,
yeah,
give the show a call or an email or something. And let me know a little about struts. Tell me some stuff about struts, because I don't really know what to do in this situation. And
sometimes you got a strut. That's
and sometimes you have to spend a lot of fucking money on a new, cause of course, it's one of those things. You can't just have the front, one done. You got to get it,
Can't just have the one done. You got to do them all.
So I need some strut advice. Strut advice.
Gotta have strut advice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I want some strut.
Strut advice.
I need some strut advice. Like I need slut advice. I don't need slut advice. I got them on my lights. I got them every night. I do it day and right. You gotta get it straight. I need some
Straw advice.
Straw advice.
I got some. I need some. I need
smart
some.
Advice.
I need some straw advice.
Straw advice.
I need some straw advice. Straw advice.
Talking about real strutty, slutty advice.
The sluttiest of the sluttiest. The struttiest of the struttiest.
I need some slut.
Some slut.
And some strut advice.
Some slut.
And some
strut
advice.
Strut, slut, strut. Slut, talking real slutty,
talking real slutty,
slut,
slut,
advice,
strut your slut,
That song needs a slow fade, I think. You know. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's the show. I think we've done about as much damage as we can do to the internets tonight. I'm not quite sure what to do about it. It was nice of you to listen along, and it was again great to have Ty as the co-host and forever co-host of the show, because Duncan is a fatty. Duncan is real fat. Duncan is a fatty. Never want him on the show. Never want him on the show again. Duncan is a fatty. He sweats and it really stinks. And don't you know it? It looks it in his pit. A chocolate bar. Duncan, you're gonna really hurt yourself with all that chocolate. This is a song for you. And until you stop being fat, you're not allowed on the show.
Bane approves!
Duncan, do you want to... I called you, Duncan. I say the show ended there. I think we're done. I can't make more of a statement than that to Duncan, you know? A little teary.
Shut up, Duncan. Quit crying. I know it was a pretty song, though.
It was pretty. It was very pretty. I think we're done. We're done for the night.
It was fun, entertaining.
It was a good night. It was a good show. We had a couple of calls. We never gave out the number.
Oh, yeah. You want to do that? You say it, and I'll 666 it.
Nah. It's too late now anyway. We're signing off. And if they were, if they were listening live, they've seen it on the screen the whole night.
It's true.
So... fuck them for not calling. Either way, If you're listening to this on the podcast, you need to join our Facebook so you know when we are going to be going live. That's the only way that you can really know. Or you can join Justin.TV and use their bullshit. But yeah, join our Facebook. We let you know when we're going live. It's different days on, you know, every week. Because that's how we roll. But we usually try and do a show a week, and you can tune in and you can watch this, yeah, you can watch this live. Yep. It happened. It really happened. All right.
Oh no, radio show.
Oh no, radio show. Oh no, radio. Oh no, radio show. Oh no, radio show. Oh no, radio show. It's been fun for the evening. It's been fun.
It's been a good,
been a long time since I've sung.
It's been a good,
but it's been a long time since talking wasn't fair. We talked about that. That is a fact. The Ono Radio Show. The Ono Radio Show. Oh, oh.
Ono Radio Show Facebook/Ono Radio Show Give us a call sometime at 321-332-0186.
Goodbye, folks. We'll see you next time.